Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
In 1942, at the height of World War II, the Waves became a division of the U.S. Navy, and its membership consisted entirely of women. A Marion County woman became a member of that division, and she celebrates her 90th birthday this week. Let's go in depth with Lois Akins of Knoxville. Lois, I understand that you were a Wave in World War II.
I was a Wave, and I was there 2.5 years, and I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it.
And where were you?
Well, I was in New York, I was in Georgia, and then I was back in Cleveland, Ohio.
You enlisted. What happened? Tell us the circumstances. How did you get to be a Wave?
Well, my brother was in the Army, and my sister was in the Marines, and I just needed to do something. So I took a flashlight in my bed and I filled out my applications under the blankets with a flashlight so my mother wouldn't know I was applying. And then I went to the mailbox and mailed it and made sure it was gone, and then I went back up and worked in the housework.
And did you tell her then?
Nope, didn't tell her until papers came and they said they wanted me to go to Des Moines for a physical. And I went down to the road, got on the bus, went to Des Moines, got my physical, came back, and I had a button that said, Wave Enlistee. And when she looked at me, I thought she was going to faint. She would never have let me gone if she'd known I'd passed.
Well, so.
But I think it was a lot healthier than she thought it was.
But did she eventually come around? And
no, she had to come around because the Navy said, you will enlist. You have already enlisted. Now, I'd already raised my hand when I came home from Des Moines that day. And I was already in. So they had to let me go. But she had 17 kids. She had enough other kids. She didn't need me.
I'm sure she loved you, all of you equally, 17 well, kids or...
She didn't have time.
No?
She didn't have time. But she was, if there was ever an angel on this earth, she was the angel.
She 17 was, kids.
She said 17 kids. She raised 13 of us.
And did any others go into the service?
I had a brother and a sister and I, and that's all. The rest of them were married and had kids.
You were sort of a pioneer, weren't you?
I'd never been out of the state of Iowa. When I got on the train to go to New York for training, I had never been out of the state of Iowa.
Well, so
I was a dumb farmer daughter. That's what I was.
And you were born in the Knoxville area?
I was born. Well, New Bern, it's over in by Lacona, nothing there. Born at home.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with former Wave and retired school teacher Lois Akins. And so, what did you think when you first saw the big city lights of New York?
You know what? It was dark. And I don't remember, but I just remember them lining us up and marching us down the street. I don't remember seeing the town that night at all, and I don't remember much about it except that we were just in a campus, a college campus, so we really weren't out in New York, except when we had a weekend off. And that only happened twice in about 6 weeks.
Okay, so what kinds of training did you get in New York?
Well, marching. It amazes me now that we marched 20 miles a day, and now I can hardly walk 20 feet without help. But, yeah, they taught us how to mind take orders and that kind of stuff. And then they sent me to Georgia, and I went to school. It was just like a secretary, and that's what I was the rest of the time.
Throughout the war, what year did you enlist?
Must have been 43 or 44.
And then how long did you serve?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
I met some hillbilly from Tennessee, and I married him.
And you brought him back here?
And I brought him back here.
Mm-hmm. So you met him while you were in the service?
I met him on a Greyhound bus. Mm-hmm. I did. Everybody thinks that's funny, but that wasn't funny then.
Meeting somebody on a Greyhound bus?
It was the first person that ever paid attention to me that didn't act like I was beneath them. You see, little corny farm people, they don't dress very well, especially after the Depression. So, anyway, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Every minute of it.
And so what kinds of secretary work did you do?
Oh, I typed and I gave tests when they wanted to hire new people in the Bureau of Supply and Accounts, and I gave those tests. I filed. We had huge, huge rows of files for every person in the Navy that ever had been there, I think.
And did it feel good that you were contributing to the war
effort?
That
was, yes, and there's not a day goes by since I've been out that I wasn't glad that's what they made me do. Because everything has to be in the right place where I can't find it. And so everything's pretty well organized with me since then.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with former WAVE and retired school teacher Lois Akins. And then you came back and you became a teacher.
I was married, and I had 4 little girls, and then I started teaching school.
Mm-hmm. Where did you teach school at?
South of here, about near by Gosport.
A country school?
Uh-huh, a year and a half, and then I taught here 33 years in Knoxville.
And things have changed, haven't they?
Yes, they have, but I'm not sure it's all for the best, so I don't want to get into that.
No, okay. Well, you're appreciating some of it. I see you have a nice computer over here.
Well, I was 80 when I got my computer. 82 maybe. My son-in-law said, is there anything you want? And I said, yeah, I think I want a computer. 80-year-old person should never get a computer.
No.
No, but I conquered it. I can do what I want to do. I've done my husband's family history and my family history on it.
Well, I know you're interested in genealogy.
Yeah.
You've done your family's history, and then you also recorded the graves out at Graceland Cemetery. I know
that,
too.
Yeah, but that was a hobby, that going to Graceland. Now, we're still working on that new section in the cemetery. What's that called? This is a little square section in the south between there and the county park, the new part of it.
And you're still working on that?
Yeah, I have a notebook, and we go out every spring, and we add the graves to that notebook every spring, my daughter and I. She does the walking, and I do the writing.
Okay, so you go out and drive to a spot, and you write.
You go up one row and back down the other one, and then you do another one. There's 20 rows out there.
And so why do you do that?
You have to have something to do, and somebody needs to do it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know whether whoever sent you here told you I was going to be 90 Saturday.
I heard that you were going to be 90 on Saturday.
But I didn't wish for that.
No?
Nope, I didn't think when I was in high school I'd ever be that old.
No. Well, a whole lot of us want to be 90. I mean,
well, I don't know. I
want to have a chance at it.
Out of the 13 kids that my parents raised, There's five of us over 90, or there will be after Saturday. There'll be five of us,
93, 94, 100, 105.
I think we grabbed some good genes somewhere.
I think you did. Well, there's another reason that you're a sort of an iconic figure in Knoxville. I mean, as a teacher, you've made many contributions, your genealogical work, but a lot of people know you by your geese on your porch.
Change them every week.
You change them every week.
And there's a closet upstairs. Well, it's probably as big as from here to the wall and from there over. And it has nothing in it but geese outfits.
And you have what? Three big geese and two little ones.
But we don't have... I used to make the clothes for them. But my fingers aren't too good now. And we buy them. There's a company that sells them. We don't have very many for the little geese.
Well, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, when I was driving by, I happened to notice that they were all wearing orange vests, like construction outfits.
They were hunters.
Okay, last week they were hunters. Okay.
And today, I think right now, they're little toy soldiers.
Yeah, I noticed that, little toy soldiers. It always cheers people up and makes people smile when they come by.
I got a card here a while back and thanked me for putting them out there. But I don't do that. My daughter does that.
She does that. You used to do it, I presume?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's your favorite costume for your geese?
Oh, I don't know. I think the ones that are on there right now are just absolutely beautiful. Those are little toy soldiers. But we've got them for every holiday. I couldn't find one for the races, so I just bought some flags and made them. They've got outfits enough they can change every Sunday.
Every Sunday, that's the day.
Every Sunday.
So we should look every Monday morning we drive by. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got raincoats. They've got it.
I've seen the raincoats.
Fireman outfits, police outfits, racers. Motorcycle people, like everything.
Do you get a lot of comments about them?
Yeah. And my daughter gets more because she's out among people. See, I don't go anywhere. I don't drive. And I never get out because Betty's afraid I'll fall. I'm just lay there for a while.
So. Your daughter?
So, yeah. Yeah, I have four daughters.
Yeah. It's nice you have that kind of help.
Yeah. One of my daughters lives in Denver, and one lives in Florida. The other one lives here, and then one is up at Des Moines. I have four girls.
So you get to see...
You get to see them once in a while.
And you've got a photograph, a big photograph of lots of kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, I presume?
I have three great-grandkids, and I had six grandkids. And that was taken the December before my husband died in October.
I see, what, nine stockings hanging from the
fireplace? Don't know how many stockings, but I used to have 20, 25, but I've made 45 of those, but given them away. Mm-hmm. And Betty said this year, no more. They're going to stay right there.
So you made all those, huh?
It takes about a day or 2 days maybe to make one of them. You cut it out and stuff them and you put the... But the one on the door, that takes about a week. It's a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. But I can't see to do that now. My eyes and my ears are getting a little bit older. I can't understand why, but...
Well, your ears seem to be doing fine.
I have hearing aids, thanks to the VA. We have traveled, my husband and I traveled quite a bit, and we had a good luck. I've had a good luck.
Well, 90 years, that's a good long run.
90, yeah.
Do you have any advice for those hoping to make it that far?
Not a bit, except you better make yourself happy because you don't know how long you're going to be here. I had no idea I'd be here 90 years.
Thanks to Lois Akins for contributing to the program. And happy birthday, Lois. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.